Don't leave my speech. Insult him. So we had at the end of last week's parasha a chain of events that leads us to have a lot of questions. Some of you may have heard them from me already. But if you remember it, I think it's a compliment. But he gives the brachas to Yaakov, and when he gives the brachas to Yaakov, so he says, V'itechol akim mital ha-shemayim u'mishmanei ha-aretz. Then again, by Esav, right? Esav begs him for a bracha, so he says to Esav, Hine mishmanei ha-aretz yeh moshavecha. Okay, so he says mishmanei ha-aretz for Yaakov Avinu. He says mishmanei ha-aretz for Esav. So if you look in Rashi by Esav, he says mishmanei ha-aretz, Zu Italia shel Yavon. This is Italy of Yavon. So his Mishmanei Aretz was Italy. Yet if you look at Rashi by Yaakov Avinu, he doesn't say anything. So, of course, the easy answer would be, oh, it's Eretz Yisrael, maybe. But Lamaiso, what was the Mishmanei Aretz that Yaakov Avinu got? We now turn to this week's parasha. Yaakov Avinu leaves, and he goes and he lays down and he puts stones around his head, and he wakes up in the morning, and he sees they're all together. Right? So, Vayashkim Yaakov, Babaker, Vayikach, Esa, Evan, Asher, Samir, Asheisa, Vayas, Matseva, Yitzek, Shemen, Al Reisha. He poured oil onto this Matseva, onto this rock. But we have a problem. Arashi, a little further on, tells us that as Yaakov was leaving, Eliphaz, Esav's son, chased after him, and he told him, I have a problem. My father Esav says, should kill you. But I know it's not the right thing to do, but what should I do? So Yaakov says, take everything I own, ani is choshev kemeis, and then it'll be as if you killed me. So Kachav, he took everything he owned to the point that it says he didn't have clothing, and the person was riding his horse, he fell off, he drowned, and he took the clothing from this person, and that was all he had, was that clothing. So where did he get oil from? Where did he get oil to pour in this rock? He was penniless. Everything had been taken from him. Okay, we also know that he made a short stopover by Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever for 14 years. Now, for those of you who don't know, Yaakov Avinu was 63 years old when he left to go get married. Not a bad age to finally start trying to get married. And then he went and spent 14 years by Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. Now, if he had been an Am Haaretz until now, fine. But he had spent 63 years learning by Yitzchak. That's a pretty good Rebbe. So where is he going now for 14 more years to Yushem Ve'Ever? Like we first take it. Oh yeah, of course, he went to learn. What do you think he was doing beforehand? But fine. So he spends 14 years by Yushem Ve'Ever. He then goes to Lavan and he says, okay, let's make a deal. I'll work for 7 years and then marry Rachel. Why didn't he say, I'll marry Rachel? And then I'll work for 7 years like he did eventually, after he married Leah and found out that it was not who he wanted, right? So then he worked 7 years. And you have to worry, he wasn't going to cross Lavan. Nobody crossed Lavan. Lavan was a big, powerful guy. You tried playing games with him, he killed you, right? So that wasn't the reason why. So why is he waiting till he's 84 years old to finally get married? Okay, let's move on. Once we're covering all the parashas, we go to parashas Vayishlach. Right? Vayishlach starts, Vayishlach, Yaakov Malachim, and we all know the famous song. At least I think we all know it. Right. Yaakov sent messengers right, to Esav. Esav was coming with 400 men. Yaakov davened to Hashem. And then abandoned his family, crossed over the Yabbik to find Pachim Kitanim. After all, Bal Tashlis, you can't leave behind Pachim Kitanim. So even if Esav is coming with 400 men to destroy your family, and you're scared and you're nervous, now is the time we're going to teach Klal Yisrael in the future a lesson about Bal Tashlis, and we're going to abandon the family, risk everything, go there. Taki got into trouble over there, almost got hurt, right? Almost, well, he got hurt, almost was attacked and everything. Teach us Bal Tashlis. Wasn't a better time? He's going back for Pachim Kitanim now. We don't want any parashas to feel left out, so let's go to parashas Vayeshev. Parshas Vayeshev, we know that the Shvatim decided that they hate Yosef. Why? They were jealous of him. Yaakov is spending time with him, gave him a coat. So they decided, let's kill him. Then, okay, you know, killing him is a little bit harsh. Let's just throw him into a pit. with snakes and scorpions, but there's no water. And then, like, okay, that's also a little harsh. Let's sell him as a slave. These were the Shvatim. These weren't ordinary people. How? Well, because they're jealous? Because he got a coat? Because daddy's spending more time with him? Now they're going to kill him? They're so jealous? And then what about Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu says, Yaakov kept an eye on it, it says, right? He saw what was going on. So if he saw what was going on, why did he continue doing it? Why did he continue doing it? And then, because no vote would be good without adding in something of Hanukkah, not that close yet, but we're getting closer, so why not? All right, it's a famous vart, my Hanukkah, right? The question is, what was the main nes of Hanukkah? Are we celebrating the fact that there was a nes with the Shemen, or are we celebrating the nes with the Mulchama? And the whole thing seems to be a bit of a pella. Like, you know, on one hand, you have a war, you know, a bunch of people in a cave who had been learning that came out to fight. Yes, some of them were Gibeirim, fighting against the massive of an army and the whole thing, right? We've gone through the Mishalim in the past, and you win the war, and then the oil lit for 8 days. Not nice nes. But that's the nace we're going to be celebrating? What was so major about the nace of the Shemen that we have a shayla, and possibly, if you look in the Gemara, that's the only nace, right? You look in Al-Nisim, then you only see the Mochama, but, right, that's the nace we're celebrating. Of all, that's the nace we're celebrating? All right, let's go for some answers. We skip a couple questions and go to the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever question. Why was he going to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever? The Teretz is, he had been learning for 63 years, Taka. But he learned by Yitzchak. Yitzchak had never left Eretz Canaan, never left Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak had never been in Golis. Yaakov Avinu had always been by Yitzchak, so everything was fine. But now he was going into Golis. He had to learn the Torah of Golis, how to survive in Golis. So where'd he go? Yeshiva Shem, who was the Dar HaMabul, the biggest ever Bein Adam L'Chaveroi Golis that there was. And Aver, who was by the Dar HaFloga, right, Migdal Bavel, the greatest ever Ben Adam HaMokim, and he went to them to learn how do you survive out in Golis. After all, he was going to Lavan, who was the greatest combination of the two. He had it all, Ben Adam HaChaveri and Ben Adam HaMokim. So he needed time. He gets to Lavan, and he says, okay, Ein Adoyme Shmi L'Re'iyah. Hearing about it is not the same as actually seeing it. I can't start the family that's going to be the future of Klal Yisrael until I can put everything I learned into action. So for 7 years, he practiced and worked on himself so he'd be ready to build this family that they could survive. Okay, so now, he goes, he has his family, everything's going nicely, but he starts spending a lot of time with Yosef. So the Shvatim look, and they make a cheshbon. Avram Avinu had two children. We're not going to count Bnei Keturah. He had Yitzchak, and he had Yishmael. Yitzchak became the future, Yishmael got nothing. Okay? Yitzchak had two children. Yaakov became the future, got all the inheritance. Esav got nothing. And now they see history repeating itself. Yaakov is picking one of his children. He's learning with one of his children. He's spending his time with one of his children. They made a cheshbon. Yosef's going to be the future of Klal Yisrael. And we're going to be gone. That's a reason to be jealous. That's a reason that they have such a hatred for Yosef that they can want to kill him and sell him, etc. We're not going to have part in the Torah. We're not going to be the future of Klal Yisrael. So what was Pshat and Yaakov? Why was Yaakov then doing that? Teretz is, Yaakov saw through Ruach HaKodesh that Yosef was going to go to Golis without everybody else. So he needed to teach Yosef all that he had learned so that Yosef would be able to survive in Golis. The rest of the Shvatim he saw, they were going to go to Golis with him. He'd be able to teach them and show them and practice with them on the way and in Golis. But Yosef had to be taught on his own. All right, so to go weiter, we have to know, okay, so what is the Torah of Golis? Well, it took Yaakov Avinu 14 years without going to sleep formally, so everyone dig in. But we'll try and give a shortened version. This is what I heard from Rav Greenfield. And that is, the Torah of Golis is that it is physically impossible to survive. It's not possible. The entire world wants something different than you do. The entire world does things differently than you do. And not only that, they want to kill you too. It's impossible. You can't survive. It's not shayach. But if you can do a little mesiras nefesh, if you can do an act that goes against your teva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take over and he'll change teva for you so you'll be able to survive. Because al pi teva, you can't survive. But you change your teva, your mesiras nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the same. And now let's look at Yosef. Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim. And Eshes Potiphar is driving him crazy, and the Midrashim go back and forth as to what she did to try and convince him to do the Aveira. Finally, the day comes. He's all alone. And she comes and she says, do the Aveira with me. He's in Mitzrayim. He's an Eved. No Eved has ever escaped. His brothers are the ones who sold him. No one will ever know. Nobody cares. It is not possible in that situation to say no. It's not possible. And what happened? He saw the face of Yaakov Avinu, reminding him, remember what you learned. If you can go against the Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change Teva for you, but if not, you'll be lost forever. And immediately he ran out. He broke through the Teva. He ran out. And what happened many years later? So we have in Halal, we say, Vayar Hayom Vayonus. The Yam saw and it ran away. What did the Yam see that caused it to run away? So it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Yam Suf, so he told the Yam Suf, I command you to split. And the Yam said, my job is to flow, I can't split. He says, Hashem said that I should tell you that you have to split. He says, I was created earlier than you were, you're on the sixth day. I was created much earlier, I don't have to listen to you. And v'chein v'chein going back and forth, and finally the Yam says, it's my teva, it's my nature to flow, I can't split. And they lifted up the Urin of Yosef. The Yam saw the Urin of Yosef. Yosef, who had broken through teva, he changed his teva. The Yam Suf lost the argument. Vayarayam vayonus. The Yam went and it split. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed teva, because we changed teva, and that led to the Geul of Klal Yisrael. Where did Yaakov Avinu get the biggest hint to this? So there's a Yalkut Ruveni in Parshas Vayishlach, which actually refers to this week's Parsha. Kisha Okav Avanu Tachas Merasheisav, when he had the stones under his head, V'hishkim Ba'beker, he woke up in the morning, U'matza Evan, he found it to be one stone, and when he lifted it up, he found under it a jug of oil. So he picked it up, and he took a jug of oil that he found under this oven, and he poured it onto the oven. And the kad shemen went and filled itself back up. Then he knew this was something great. Amar, he said, Ein ze roi lanicha kan, I can't leave this Pach Shemen here. Because he saw in this Pach Shemen, the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael would survive, was in this Pach Shemen, was in this breaking of Teva. Vizehu HaShemen, Shenimshchu Mimenu HaMishkon. It was this jug of oil that the Kelim of the Mishkan were anointed with. V'chol Kelim of the HaMishkan, V'chol Kelim of the HaMizbeach. Aaron Ubana, V'chol Molochim, Aaron and his sons, and all the kings were anointed with this oil. Va'adayin kula kayemes. And still, it was completely there. K'may sh'amru chazal v'dereseichem. V'hu kada shemen shel tzarfis, sh'amru Eliyahu kada shemen le'tichle. It was the same kada shemen that was used when Eliyahu HaNavi said that it's not going to go out. V'hu ha'shemen shel Eishes Ovadia HaNavi. And it was the shemen that was used by Eishes Ovadia HaNavi. When he saw that all the nisim were coming, what happened? When Yaakov Avinu was traveling, he forgot Pachim Ketanim. Which Pach did he forget? He forgot this Pach Shemen. The Pach Shemen that the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael was represented. For this, your Meiser Nefesh, you go back to go get it. And according to many, this Pach Shemen that the Yaakov Reuveni is referring to was also the Pach Shemen that was used in the Mais of Chanukah. So now when you ask for the final question, because I believe we've answered all the other ones, what was so amazing about the Nes of the Pach Shemen? Because that was the end of the Nes. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Yaakov Avinu that to survive in Golus, to go against the impossible, you have to go against your nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change nature as well. And that's what happened in all these stories, and that's also what happened by the Nes Chanukah, where Klal Yisrael went, they went, it was Keneged HaTeva, a small amount of people going against the Yevonim. But when that Nes of the Shemen happened, that was the final stamp. That was the Nes, the Mishana HaTeva. And therefore, that is the reason we make such a big deal out of it. So the message of everything here is clear. Yes, it's hard sometimes. The challenges are out there. So how do we confront that? You take that first step. You take that Mishana Teva. You have an off Shabbos, a well-learned off Shabbos, Gevaldik. But make sure in the morning the first thing you do is you're learning Torah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take the steps to make sure you enjoy the learning of Torah. That you want to do it. That you enjoy everything there. And v'chehena v'chehena, every time that challenge comes, remember, all you need to do is take that first step to go against your teva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest.